With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. We've been hearing from Ann Hillerman this week. The Santa Fe resident and daughter of famed author Tony Hillerman was moved to continue his mysteries after he died 10 years ago. Like his books, Ann's novels are set on the Navajo Nation, and she's grateful to have grown up surrounded by the Native culture.
Yeah, I really... Back in the 1950s, when my dad had a chance to come to Santa Fe to be the bureau chief for United Press International, I often think, what if instead he'd been offered a job in Des Moines or Orlando? I'm sure he still would have been a writer, but he wouldn't have had the exposure to the Navajo culture. And so, yeah, I'm just grateful every day to be able to live in this beautiful place and do what I do.
As for the future, Hillerman's career has just taken another step forward with a notable collaboration.
Well, yeah, I just got an option to turn all my books and my dad's books into movies or television shows or something. It's an option for a year with Robert Redford and George R.R. Martin. So we'll see what happens. I mean, an option is just kind of like, let's take a look at this and see if something develops. But I definitely think it's a step in the right direction. And they would like me to be a consultant if it comes to that. And I would love to see those movies made with Navajo characters as the lead people. I think it's really, really time. So, yeah, keep your fingers crossed.
Ann Hillerman's 6-foot stature and bright hazel eyes resemble her father's. And her enthusiasm comes through when she smiles about her next book release this spring called Cave of Bones. It continues the Leaphorn, Chi, and Manuelito crime-fighting saga the former journalist first shared with readers in 2013. With KANW New Mexico Close-Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.